This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, so you're probably like drowning in wedding planning bullshit right now. I mean, flowers and seating charts and like that one aunt who wants to wear white to your wedding. You know the one. But seriously, you have got to hear about this this new thing called silent cake cutting. It is seriously shaking things up in the wedding world.
Yeah, you know what's so interesting about this trend? It's not about like getting rid of the cake cutting completely. It's like more about like hitting mute on all that like forced cheesy crap.
Seriously, thank God. It's not the 50s anymore, you know? Like, who actually wants to be, like, forced to smash cake in each other's faces just to, like, make Aunt Linda happy? No, it's about, like, you and your partner, like, having a real moment,
yeah.
You know? Something that's actually, like, genuine and, like, intimate just for you two.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, it shows this bigger change that's happening with weddings now. Couples are, like, ditching all these like stuffy old traditions and saying screw it to everyone's expectations. They're making weddings that actually show who they are.
Okay, but before we like go full on wedding anarchy here, what exactly is a silent cake cutting? Like paint me a picture.
All right, so imagine this. You and your partner like sneak away from the party. Maybe you find like a beautiful corner of the venue or like a hidden little garden. Somewhere romantic and private.
Ooh, I like where this is going. Like a secret cake rendezvous.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Exactly. It's just you two, the photographer, and the cake. No DJ blasting announcements. No crowd of like tipsy relatives staring you down. You actually get to like enjoy the moment for once.
And like, let's be real for a sec. The photos are going to be freaking amazing.
Yeah.
Genuine smiles, stolen kisses, like pure joy. You're capturing the real you, not some like posed, awkward version.
Yeah, it's all about intimacy and authenticity. And for couples who are like a little camera shy, it takes the pressure off having to like perform for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, you just get to be yourself.
No more worrying about whether you're doing the cake cutting right or if you have frosting all over your face. Yeah. It's just you, the cake, and the love of your life.
Right.
Damn, that's romantic AF.
Okay, but let's like get practical for a minute though. How do you actually pull this off? Like without making your guests mad or like messing up the whole flow of the reception?
Spill the tea. I need the logistics like right now.
Well, first, you have got to tell your photographer and videographer what's up. They need to be in on the plan so they can like get those amazing candid shots. Mm. And you got to pick your location strategically.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere romantic. But not like right in the middle of the dance floor. Maybe like a balcony with a killer view. Or like a hidden garden with twinkle lights. Oh my God, I'm getting major Pinterest vibes.
And the timing has got to be right too. Maybe like right after dinner, before everyone hits the dance floor. You know, during a little lull in the action so you can sneak off without anyone noticing.
That's so smart. Keep everyone entertained. And nobody even knows you're going rogue with the cake.
Exactly. Then while you two are off having your romantic moment, the catering crew can be slicing up the rest of the cake. They can serve it later, you know. Seamless.
Okay, I'm convinced. Silent cake cutting is officially on my wedding must-do list. But I gotta ask, would some guests feel like they're like missing out if they don't get to see the cake cutting?
That's a good point. It's all about managing expectations. Like you can mention it on your wedding website or maybe have your DJ make like a low-key announcement, something like the couple is sharing a private moment with the cake, but don't worry, you'll all get a slice later.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
Problem solved. So silent cake cutting is like all about intimacy, gorgeous photos, and maybe a little bit of like rebellion against all those boring wedding traditions, right?
Totally. It's about taking control of your wedding and making it something that feels true to you, even if that means breaking a few rules.
Hell yeah. And you know what? I think this whole silent cake cutting thing is just the beginning. There are like a ton of other wedding traditions that need a serious makeover. But we're going to save that for later. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more tips on how to pull off a silent cake cutting like a total boss. All right, lovebirds, we are back. You know what we're going to talk about. We're diving deeper into this whole silent cake cutting thing.
Yeah, it's seriously a game changer.
It really is all about taking control, you know, and like crafting a wedding experience that feels like authentically you as a couple.
Yeah.
And let's be real for a sec. One of the biggest perks of this whole silent cake cutting thing is the photos. Am I right?
You are so right.
I mean, we're talking next level, like Instagram-worthy magic here, people.
Absolutely. Because like when you're not, you know, putting on a show for a whole crowd, you can just relax and let your real emotions come out. And that's what makes for some seriously captivating photos.
Ooh, yes, exactly. No more of those like stiff smiles, you know, or those awkward poses. We're talking like pure, unadulterated joy. I mean, come on. You're sneaking off for a secret cake rendezvous with the love of your life. I mean, who wouldn't be smiling ear to ear?
You're telling me.
I know, I know.
And those pictures, they're going to mean so much more, right? Because it's not like some staged or like forced thing. It's capturing that real connection between you two.
Okay, but I know what some of you might be thinking. Like, hold up, what about all my guests? Don't they get a piece of this cake action too? Oh, c calm down, people. Your guests are not going to go home hungry, okay?
No, not at all. The beauty of silent cake cutting is that you're not like eliminating cake altogether. You're
Yeah.
just kind of separating that like symbolic cutting part from actually serving it to everyone.
Okay, so basically you're saying I can have my cake and eat it too. Now you've got my attention.
You got it. It's a win-win. You and your partner can have your private, little moment,
Yeah.
and then the catering team can do their thing and slice up that beautiful cake, and then they serve it to your guests.
Genius. Okay, I'm sold.
So we talked about how silent cake cutting is like awesome for photos
No.
and keeps the party going, but like let's get down to the actual experience. What's it actually like, you know?
This is where things get really interesting. Because, like, you can make it totally your own.
Ooh, a good DIY wedding moment. Tell me everything.
Okay, so, like, imagine this. You're not bound by, like, any of those stuffy old traditions,
Right.
right? You can whisper sweet nothings to each other, share a private toast, maybe even have a little
Wait,
dance.
hold up. Like a private first dance with just you, your boo, and the cake. Shut up. That's the most romantic thing I've ever
I
heard.
know, right? It's all about making it special for you two.
I am obsessed with this idea. And you know what? I think this whole like break the mold thing applies to way more than just the cake cutting.
Yeah, for sure.
More and more couples are questioning like all those wedding traditions, and they're asking themselves like, does this actually mean anything to us? Or are we just doing it because everyone else does it?
Such a good point. Right. It's your wedding, damn it. You do you. If you want to ditch the bouquet toss, ditch it. If you want to wear a black wedding dress, do it.
Absolutely. It's your day. It's about putting your own personality and values into everything.
Okay, this is seriously giving me life. It's like this silent cake cutting thing is like a total mindset shift, you know?
It is.
And honestly, that's what I love about how weddings are evolving, you know? Couples are like taking charge and making it their own,
Yeah.
creating something unique and meaningful to them. I'm here for it.
Me too.
So, to all you badass couples out there who are like rewriting the rule book, we salute you. Keep breaking those traditions and make your wedding day something truly unforgettable.
And now we want to hear from you.
Yes. Spill the tea, lovebirds. What other wedding traditions are you ditching? Hit us up on social media and let us know.
We are all about shaking things up and making weddings as unique as you are.
Okay, so we're back and like ready to get down to business. Like, how do you actually pull this silent cake cutting thing off?
Because, like, as dreamy as it sounds, a little planning definitely goes a long way.
Oh yeah, for sure. We don't want anyone like having a cake meltdown on their big day. So step one, assemble your A team, your photographer, your videographer.
Absolutely. They are like your partners in crime for this whole secret mission. Make sure you like tell them the plan so they can, capture all those magical moments.
Right. You don't want them like off doing the electric slide when you're trying to have your little cake moment, you know.
Yeah.
So give them a heads up about the timing and maybe even show them like where you want to do it before the wedding.
Yeah, good idea. And speaking of location, choose it wisely, right? You want somewhere that's like easy to get to, but not like in the middle of the dance floor,
You
obviously.
think romantic,
Yeah.
secluded, maybe even a little dramatic, you know, like a balcony overlooking the city or like a cozy little nook of twinkle lights. Ooh.
Perfect. You want that sense of intimacy, like you're separated from the party.
Yes.
Yeah.
And don't forget about lighting, okay? Good lighting can make even a grocery store sheet cake look amazing.
So true. Okay, so once you've got your location locked down, let's talk timing.
Ooh, yes, timing is key. So when is like the best time for this whole secret cake operation to go down?
Well, I would say like a natural lull in the reception is the perfect time. Like maybe after dinner, but like before everyone starts dancing.
Yeah. Like when everyone's stuffed with appetizers and they just need a minute to like chill before they hit the dance floor.
Exactly. That way you can sneak off and have your moment without like killing the party vibe.
I love it. Okay, so we've got the A team, we've got the location, we've got the timing. What else do we need to think about?
Well, don't forget about the cake itself, right? Like, make sure it's easy for you and the photographer to get to it.
And don't be afraid to get a little creative with a presentation. Like, think outside the box. Instead of putting it on a boring old cake table, maybe you put it on like a vintage dresser with some flowers. Or surround it with candles or something, you know? Make it your own.
I love that. It's all about those little personal touches. They make your wedding so special.
Okay. Any other last words of wisdom for our silent cake-cutting ninjas out there?
I would just say, like, relax and enjoy the moment, you know? It's your time to, like, connect with your partner. Savor the sweetness of your love, literally, and just create a memory that'll last forever.
Ah, so beautiful. Yeah, don't overthink it. Don't stress about the details. Just be present and let that love flow. And hey, if you get a little frosting on your nose in the process, that's just part of the fun, right?
Exactly.
So there you have it, folks. Your complete guide to rocking a silent cake cutting like a total boss.
Mm-hmm.
If ditching the traditional cake cutting thing feels right to you, do it. Mm-hmm. Embrace the intimacy, the, you know, genuine moments, and all the amazing photos that come with it.
You won't regret it.
We hope this deep dive has, like, inspired you to, like, think outside the box when it comes to planning your wedding and create a celebration that's truly uniquely UI.
Cheers to that.
Thank you for tuning in. And remember, keep it real, keep it fun, and keep on celebrating love.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.